All right, welcome to this week's lesson. What I want to do this week is I want to point something out that a lot of people overlook, and it can be very, very helpful in your long-term motivation. And what that is appreciating what it feels like to eat well. You know, this gets overlooked. I see this over and over again, that people overlook it because they're so busy focusing on not eating bad foods that they never have the energy or the focus or awareness of what it feels like when you eat, when you're eating well. You know, when you're on track, when you're eating the right foods, when you're eating the moderate amounts, and you know, you kind of feel that lightness, you feel that energy, you feel that emotional, you know, that excitement, like you're accomplishing something. After you do it for a while, you know, your body starts to transform, you start to lose the weight, you know, and it just becomes this compounding thing. But I want you to recognize that when you are eating well, that I want you to appreciate it. Because there's always a debate in psychology of what's more motivating, pain or pleasure. And like most things, I like to use both of them, because they both work. And the debate of which one's more powerful seems irrelevant. Because, I mean, as powerful as pain can be, the truth is that we're not going to put ourselves in an extreme state of pain regularly. Okay, it seems like we go about our lives and we look for these moments of pleasure. You know, that seems to be more typical. So if the only thing you assign pleasure to is, you know, sweets or carbs or fattening foods, then it's going to be very difficult to maintain this change long term. And I can tell you, you know, from my own experience in interviewing a lot of people who have created real, genuine, long-term change, one of the things I've noticed is that they look at eating well, eating salads, eating vegetables, eating fruits, eating moderately, and they feel good about it. They connect and they're associated to the pleasure that that gives them. Okay, so, you know, it's funny. Even when I say this, I can hear certain people I know's voices saying, oh, right. You know, like they don't believe it. But I want you to really think about it. Think about the pleasure of eating well. It's not just that you're doing something right. You know, it's not this external force saying, oh, you're eating right, you're doing a good job. It's genuinely, it makes you feel different. And I want you to begin to pay attention to that, because it's a very, very powerful motivator. But it gets overlooked because people are so busy thinking, well, am I on track? Did I eat perfectly today? And so they're so busy trying to stay perfect that they don't release some of their awareness and energy to recognize that, hey, this actually feels really good. Physically, mentally, emotionally, I feel really good. Now, what happens if you start believing this, if you start noticing this, and you do this for a week or two, and you're eating really well, and you're feeling good, and you genuinely feel good, you're feeling happy about it, you have more energy, you know, you're sleeping better, all the rest of it. 2 weeks go by, and you overeat. You eat the wrong food, and you eat a ton of it. Now, if you've been appreciating how good you've been feeling, what happens is you can go back to eating that way because it feels good, right? I want you to stay with me for a second. Imagine if, you know, if ice cream is your thing or cake or whatever snack food is your thing, imagine if you didn't eat it for a day. Would you be worried that you wouldn't be able to eat it again or want it again? Right? That's not how you think about those things. So if you start appreciating how good you feel when you're eating well, then when you have a day where you eat wrong or you eat too much or whatever the thing is, it's not a big deal to get back on track because it feels better. Okay, so what I'm saying to you is that you already know the pleasure of sweets, fattening foods, whatever. You know the pleasure of that. What you need to start doing, though, and you need to do this intentionally, because you're not getting this message very often out in the world, is you need to begin internalizing the pleasure you get from eating well. Okay, and specifically what you're going to notice is when you eat a salad, how do you feel afterwards, energetically, physically, emotionally? Okay, it feels good. I mean, I can't speak for everyone, but there's a lightness to it. There's a real, genuine, good feeling about eating that way. And the other thing that is unique about that is that it's absolutely congruent. Eating sweets or whatever, it may be enjoyable in certain ways, but there's always this part in the back of your mind that starts beating you up, you know, or starts making you feel bad about it, okay? When you eat well, there is just a congruence to it. that it feels so good, you know it's good for you, okay? The voice you might have in your mind on the back of that one is, oh yeah, how long am I going to keep this up for? Right? But notice, how hard would it be to keep up something that felt really good? Right? You see what I'm saying? Again, notice this is what happens with food in the opposite direction is you're not trying to get yourself to eat sweets or foods that are challenging to you. You just want them because they make you happy. They make you feel good. Okay? And so again, if you miss a day or two, you're not worried that you're never going to eat it again. Right? Because it's enjoyable. It pops back up. The same thing can happen with the good foods. Now, another interesting thing happens. When you start recognizing that eating that way makes you feel really good, energetically, physically, all the rest of it, when you don't eat this way, you're going to feel worse. You know, you're going to feel kind of lethargic. If you way overeat, you might have pains in your stomach and your body, you might have trouble breathing. You might just be really tired. You might just feel, you know, bloated. So you want to use that in the future so that when you're thinking about, okay, should I, you know, have the salad or the ice cream, you start thinking about, oh, if I have the ice cream, I start to feel bloated. I don't know. It just doesn't feel good. That's not what I want. I want to feel good. Okay, so what we're ultimately getting to here is we're using pain and pleasure, but we want to amplify the pleasure of eating well and find out what it is for you. And let me tell you this. If you can't find any pleasure at all of eating well, then you're going to have a very difficult time losing weight. Okay? Because you're going to be fighting against yourself forever. It's a very, very daunting task. All right? You need to find some pleasure of eating well. If there's no pleasure in it, again, I would take some time to figure it out. Let me give you a few hints if that's the case. Don't focus on the taste. Right? Don't compare them taste to taste. Right? Maybe taste wins for ice cream and snacks and sugary foods and all the rest of it. What I want you to focus on, though, is how you feel. Okay? If you focus on how you feel, physically, energetically, mentally, I think you're going to find some very positive things. And I want you to remember that and to amplify those in your mind. So when you think about a salad, it's not just a tasting, it's how am I going to feel? How am I going to feel in 20 minutes? Okay? How's that, you know, if I consistently eat that way, how am I going to feel in my life? How am I going to look? Okay? So again, it's blowing up the pleasure, amplifying the pleasure of eating well. So that if you do, which you will, overeat sometime, make a bad food choice, everyone does that, but then it's not a big deal to get back on track of doing something you like. Okay? You're not forcing, oh, I hate this. That's what a lot of people do unconsciously. That's how they view it. You need to change that. And you change it by amplifying the pleasure that you perceive and think of as being eating well. Okay? So it's not just, that's what I'm supposed to do. It actually feels good. It's enjoyable. Okay? So do that. Think about that this week. And really pay attention to it. Because I'm telling you, this will change things for you in a very, very dramatic way. All right? I'll talk to you next week. And have a great day.